Time for the newsroom temperature check brought to you by American Weathermakers Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. They won't be comfortable until you are. AmericanWeathermakers.com. What's your story today, Mary?
Okay, so I am not a Starbucks person, but I know some of you are. Did any of you ever taste this olive oil-infused oleato drink?
No, because it'll give you diarrhea.
Yeah. Oh, man. So why were people drinking this? So it got discontinued. They're taking it off the menu in early November because it's kind of like a laxative.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if they market it differently, maybe it'll pay off for
them.
Well,
I don't think they marketed it that way, did they?
Why would you put olive oil in coffee?
I know, but have you ever tasted it? They said it tasted really good, some listeners.
You know, butter in coffee was a big thing for a while.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah. Like big exercise people are like, yeah, butter coffee.
What does that taste like?
It tastes buttery.
Will Levis puts mayo in his coffee.
Who does?
Will Levis, Titans quarterback.
Why?
He just does.
Huh. Probably melts just like butter, right?
Yeah.
Weird.
Is it a laxative? Why don't you just put beans in your coffee if you're going to, you know, olive oil?
Yeah.
You haven't seen the Will Levis commercials during football Sundays?
Uh-uh.
He's got to deal with, I think it's Hellman's.
Oh, I remember when this became a thing last season, right?
Yeah, he was out for breakfast with his girlfriend and he couldn't find any cream and dropped mayo in there.
Yeah. Weird. I would never do that. I'd just go, hey, can I get a hot chocolate instead? All right, what's your story, Kev?
Trick-or-treating, always exciting. For the first time since 1938, children in Des Moines, Iowa will go trick-or-treating on Halloween.
It's never been a thing before?
It hasn't been a thing there. They had moved it to the day before Halloween. This was all sort of just to, they said it was over the, like, safety reasons and trying to keep some of the hooligans out of the way, but I guess they've got some rain coming in tomorrow, or tonight, so they are moving it to tomorrow's first time since 1938.
So it wasn't even planned for tomorrow?
No, they hadn't moved it. It was just that this weather coming through.
So it's never rained before?
I guess they're a little more flexible these days on moving it. So.
It's just kind of stupid because why would there be more hooligans out on one night than the other night when that's the night you're celebrating? I don't know.
Yeah, they did it as a way to reduce vandalism and promote more wholesome fun for kids. This was 1938. Not sure why it would be so much different on the day before Halloween, kids will actually get to experience trick-or-treating on Halloween.
I actually was reading about that. I don't know if it was nationwide, but they had to curb it a little bit because the vandalism did get kind of out of control in the early days of trick-or-treating.
So back in the 30s and 40s?
Were they ding-dong ditching back then?
What I don't think they didn't have ding-dongs.
Right.
Knocking over cows.
You know, my biggest concern, and honestly, if you are an adult, do not drive drunk. Do not drive drunk on Halloween, and that is the biggest concern. People are out partying. Kids are on the streets. It's dark. Please, don't be that person.
I hate driving home on Halloween.
Because you never know when a little kid's going to pop out from somewhere.
No, and I had a kid like that. Lily would just take off.
Oh,
you know, I hated that.
Yeah. What's your story?
You ever visit historic places like where something grisly happened or bad happened?
Nope, not me.
Kevin? I just ask, Kevin? What did I say?
If we've been to anything where something grisly bad happened.
Oh, I did.
What'd you see?
Oh, the Tower of London, where they got their heads chopped off.
Oh, the two princes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I've seen that, but I didn't give it much thought.
Well, the two princes, sorry to hear that.
Still in my brain.
Well, the Menendez Mansion in Beverly Hills has become a real tourist attraction.
Oh, my God.
You wouldn't do that?
No, they killed their parents.
And they could end up moving back in.
I don't know who owns the house now. But I did it in Florida with Versace's house. Wasn't it Versace who was killed by Andrew Cannon?
On the steps.
Yeah, and so we went down to South Beach, and I'm like, I just want to see it. I want to see where it happened. Anyway, so yeah, the Menendez brothers' home is become this tourist attraction. Here's a woman named Shonda.
Spotlight. I wanted to come see the house now, where everything actually happened.
So she's got, but the problem is, a lot of hoity-toity people live in Beverly Hills.
I would imagine that's a pretty big house.
Women like Mindy.
At night, it bothers me as well as a lot of the other neighbors.
They've had the Beverly Hills police have responded 18 times to trespassing or noise complaints around the house. The house rented by celebrities, including Elton John and Prince, before the Menendezes moved in. It was sold to new owners for $17 million just in March.
Surprised they didn't knock it down or something.
I looked for the OJ house when I was there.
Really?
Wouldn't you want to see that?
No.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I don't know why, but I guess I do.
The house where he, is that where he killed Nicole, on the front steps of that house, or was it another house?
I was in his neighborhood.
Okay, so yeah, his house.
Was
yeah.
Cato still living there?
I don't know.
The hanger-oner sitting in the pool house. Oh, my gosh.
I'm laughing because there's this hilarious, this couple, I don't know them real well, but we were to dinner with them one time, and the guy, he's very laid back, and we're talking, OJ was back in the day, and he goes, yeah, he goes, you know, I used to deliver liquor. I used to bring him booze all the time. And his wife had no idea. She's like, what?
Somebody else just said, when I was in L.A., I drove by Nicole Brown's and O.J.'s house.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what it is. It's not just gruesome stuff. But when I went to Iceland, I went to the house, the Hofty house, where the Reagan-Gorbachev summit was. I just like to see those things.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, that's different than somebody getting murdered.
Mindy, we're sorry.
At night, it bothers me as well as a lot of the other neighbors.
You can't just see her looking out her drapes.
Can you imagine? She's living in an $18 to $30 million house, right. And she's like, enough of this. Let's put gates up.
Henry, they're back.
It's as bad as Steve in his creepy window.
It's creepy.
I wonder if she has Window Nation windows, she wouldn't mind.
That's right. His news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.